This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando-Frescas. Colorado is asking a federal court to reject the U.S. Department of Justice's statement of interest in the Tina Peters case. Attorney General Phil Weiser says DOJ's intervention in the former county clerk's case has no legitimate basis and is, quote, a grotesque attempt to weaponize the rule of law. Peters was sentenced to 9 years for helping an unauthorized man gain access to Mesa County's voting machines. She's asking a federal court to release her on bond while she appeals her conviction. Unemployment claims from Colorado's federal workforce are creeping up as the Trump administration cuts government jobs. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
608 federal employees have filed for unemployment insurance benefits in Colorado since Trump took office, according to the state's Labor Department. That's more than 100 new claims in the past week and a half. That number will likely keep climbing. Federal agency heads are supposed to submit plans for deeper cuts by Thursday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And the University of Colorado men's basketball team just pulled of an upset this afternoon. The Buffs beat Texas Christian University in the first round of the Big 12 men's basketball tournament.
Colorado led by as many as 9, which is 3 minutes to go in the first half.
Baskin! On the move, Trevor Baskin!
He was the last-ranked team in the tournament. It's another warm afternoon across the Front Range with more sunny skies forecast tomorrow with temps in the mid-upper 60s for Denver and Boulder. The Western Slope, 32 and sunny in Vail, and 65 and sunny in Grand Junction tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.